My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy SEAL Larry Bailey. He is a captain in the U.S. Navy. He's also the co-founder and chairman of Special Operations Speaks. The group Special Operations Speaks has just recently sent a letter to the U.S. House of Representatives with the signatures of hundreds of Special Operations veterans demanding answers on what exactly happened on 9/11 in Benghazi, what the U.S. response was or wasn't in reaction to that terrorist attack, and a slew of other questions that it believes simply haven't even been asked, much less answered, by the current administration. And Larry, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for inviting me. Enjoy.
Well, we are now almost 7 months after the Benghazi attacks. Other than one day of testimony that I can think of that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, just before leaving office, gave up on Capitol Hill, I believe some other administration officials have answered questions in hearings about this as well. What do you believe has been learned, if of significance, in those 7 months?
You know, I don't think anything significant has been learned, except that what is to be learned is of sufficient importance that the administration is pulling out all the stops to hide it.
And then talk about the role of Special Operations Speaks here. How did you get all these special ops veterans together, and how did you decide to put some pressure on the House of Representatives to dig deeper into this?
Well, you know, we would have been just as concerned had it been a couple of Boy Scouts killed over there, but the deaths of two SEALs, the preventable deaths of two of our SEAL brothers, gave us even more of an entree into getting involved, and that was our wedge issue, and it was so easy to get people to sign the petition. We got 700 names right away, and that's what we're calling it, the SOF 700. All the way from four-star generals down to guys who were privates in the Army and didn't do a career in the Army, but they were special operations and are part of our brotherhood. And you know, it just breaks your heart to hear about those two guys living for 7 hours and fighting for 7 hours, and knowing they could have been rescued at any time during that time. And knowing that there were aircraft somewhere in the area, and knowing that there were ships not too far away, and knowing that there were rescue teams within a reasonable distance, they could have been rescued. And they went to the sound of the gunfire, sound of the guns, and they were saving people, but they couldn't be saved themselves because of the ineptitude or the political chicanery of an administration that doesn't even care about the military.
So you and your 700 colleagues here in this letter are now calling for the empaneling of a House Select Committee specifically to get to the bottom of Benghazi. Have you gotten any response in these first few hours since releasing this letter?
Well, we haven't got any response from Congress. There hopefully are some investigative reporters asking around the House right now about whether or not the staffers' bosses are going to sign on to it. 70 congressmen have already signed up as co-sponsors to the House Resolution 36, which calls for the establishment of the committee. And we hope to get 250 or 300 before it's all over with, including a few Democrats. And as far as I'm concerned, if a Democrat has a patriotic breath in his body, he will sign up for that and let the ball fall where it may as regarding guilt. There is guilt in this administration. It's not a matter of culpability. There is prosecutable guilt. And somebody should suffer the consequences, and we intend that it happens.
Well, there are 16 questions that you list, and I'm sure there are many others that you could have included in this letter. But let me follow up on what you just said about guilt within the administration. Given the fact that we don't have a ton of information right now, what do we know that makes you believe that there is criminal guilt involved here?
Well, just give me all afternoon, and we'll just go through. But specifically, the greatest indicator the greatest indicator of culpability means an administrative mistake, and nobody goes to jail. They might get fired or something like that, but nobody suffers any penal consequences. But the greatest indicator of culpability is the fact that the commander-in-chief, after having seen his troops under fire from a drone-mounted camera, after 30 minutes of dealing with the problem, or just being in the area in the White House Situation Room, he excused himself, and he was never heard from since. He went to bed that night, and got up the next morning and flew to Las Vegas for a fundraiser, and never once, and this is according to Panetta and Hillary Clinton, never once called back to check and see how things were going. And that's the culpability issue. The guilt issue comes when culpability is covered up, and that's where we're coming from. We know the culpability is there, but we have not begun to get our claws into the guilt issue, but we will. We're getting awfully close, and some people are coming out of the woodwork, despite all the non-disclosure statements that have been signed, people have been forced to sign, saying they would not talk about the Benghazi affair. The word's beginning to filter up, and we're determined to make sure that the congressman and hopefully this committee is able to act on it.
What does that tell you, that so many folks involved here have been asked and have agreed to apparently sign these non-disclosure agreements?
Well, they're being forced to. In fact, we have word that some of the let me tell you this. I just learned that the father of one of the wounded survivors of the Benghazi attack visited him in Walter Reed Hospital, and he told somebody was over there somebody else was over there for another reason, and this guy identified himself as the father of a patient, and said that it's kind of funny, said they did not even admit him to the hospital under his own name. In other words, here's another bit of a cover-up. They don't want anybody to talk to these survivors to the extent that they're willing to give them false IDs as they go into the hospital.
We're talking with retired U.S. Navy captain, retired Navy SEAL Larry Bailey, co-founder and chairman of Special Operations Speaks, which is demanding that the House of Representatives impanel a select committee to investigate the Benghazi terrorist attack. And Larry, is there any particular member that you want to see chair this committee, specific members you want to see as part of this panel, or would you leave that up to the members of the House?
Well, no. Well, obviously, Louis Gohmert, Congressman Gohmert from 1st District of Texas, he should be on it. And there are a couple of other folks who also should be on it because they've been involved. Duncan Hunter from California, we would certainly want to have him on there. And I think that Boehner is part of the cover up. John Boehner, he goes with the flow. He goes along to get along sometimes. And this time he's actually said that he thinks that the investigations that have already been conducted are enough. But they're not enough. The investigation that is enough is going to result in somebody going to jail, kicked out of office, or whatever.
Larry, you mentioned that it's still obviously very early since this letter has been released, but you have not heard from congressional leaders that they plan to take any action on this. If you don't hear anything from them in the coming days and maybe even a week or two, what's the next step?
Well, I think we're going to hear from Congressman Frank Wolf. He was the third congressman that I tried to think of his name, but I couldn't. He's from Virginia. And Frank Wolf is very interested in what's happening. He assisted us to some degree in compiling this letter, telling us how we needed to go about doing it. He is going to hand carry it to every single congressman on Capitol Hill, all 435 of them. And so I can't wait to get feedback from him, and we're supposed to get some tomorrow, maybe even tonight.
Larry, thank you very much for being with us.
You betcha. Thanks for the call.
You bet. Larry Bailey is a retired U.S. Navy captain, retired Navy SEAL. He's the co-founder and chairman of Special Operations Speaks, which again is demanding a special House committee to investigate what really happened in the Benghazi terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2012. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.